G'day.
Oh,
g'day, I'm
is
from
a
New Zealand.
Thing that is said here often.
So basically, you're just like Australia light.
God, oh.
Wow, that's.
I'm quitting this phone call.
No, because it'll hang us all up. You're the host.
Yeah, well, why not? Hello and welcome to the Pinstripe LE podcast. My name is Matthew Florados. I'm not Greg Kirkland, who is not here this week because he couldn't be here for whatever reason. So I am taking the helm. And with me are the regulars, Tanya. That's where you say hi.
Hi.
And Jason.
Hey.
And Andrew.
Hello.
So we, I guess, usually have, this podcast usually has a 2-week schedule during the off season, but there was a little bit of breaking news this week, which did need to be addressed, involving a man by the name of Alex Rodriguez, and more importantly, a man by the name of Joe Tacopina. So, yeah, maybe a place where I think I would like to start is beginning with thoughts and feelings, the good stuff, the stuff from the heart. How do we feel about A-Rod now that this has all gone down? Has this changed the way you feel about him at all, or is it all just the same and I just want this to be over, get me out of here?
It's definitely
door number out. Three, yes.
I don't think anything different about him.
Frankly, I'm shocked.
Stunned.
I am stunned because I was confident that he would come out clean. And now I am just too hurt to enjoy the game of baseball anymore.
Bud Selig has shown you the light.
It's over.
This is it.
Especially after Bosch said that everybody's doing it right.
I think my favorite part of the whole 60 Minutes piece is when the 60 Minutes host is like, how could you let these players do this to the game of baseball? And he's like, I'm a drug dealer. What do you think?
Did he say that?
No, but he's basically
I didn't watch it.
Between the lines, he said
like, when I'm Alex and I'm up there and I know the guy is taking steroids, and then I tried to tag out the guy at third, but he's taking steroids, and then the guy make the catch in the outfield is taking steroids. How can I possibly not do the sweet, sweet steroids?
Delicious steroids.
Well, I found that a compelling argument. I mean, if everybody's doing it, why not?
Yeah.
It's really weird that Selig is like. It's really weird that Selig and MLB is all behind this guy, and he's just like, "Oh yeah, everyone's probably doing steroids." They're like, oh.
"Yeah." I mean, I guess that there was always the chance that that was the case, but I don't think I believed that to be the case. And if Bosch is painting the correct picture there, and I mean, wow, I don't really know that I believe anything he says, but if he is painting a correct picture, then kind of what we thought about steroids in baseball, or at least what I thought about steroids in baseball, is pretty different from the actual landscape. Because I didn't think it was that widespread.
I mean, I didn't think it was that widespread, but again, I've come to realize that nothing should surprise me anymore. So, I mean, if 95% of all baseball players take steroids, like, it would be just kind of like, ugh. Oh, well. Whatever.
I mean, I feel like just the nature with most pro athletes, I feel like a decent amount of them are probably on some sort of steroids.
I mean, it's only natural that people would want to, you know, find a way to make themselves better. I mean, it is a sport. It is for fun.
Here is a pill that
so
will make
I don't
you
know what is
better at your job, and you'll get paid
better
more money
at this sport, and you'll make millions of dollars at this sport for funsies. And like, I just find it ridiculous that these people like have this holier than thou, you know, attitude about it, like the sanctity of the game. It's like, it's a game. It doesn't mean anything. It literally is meaningless. Like, what is the sanctity of baseball? Like, there is none.
I mean, I'm here for the dingers, so whatever's gonna get me some dingers.
Dingers this
extra
way.
Dingers? All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I show up for.
Give me some extra dingers, please.
I, too, am amazed that they put Bosch on there. A guy who, as far as I can tell, like, has given us no reason to believe in anything he says. I mean, he's a failed, like, he was never licensed. And yet somehow he comes up with this magical regime that that will just hide steroids from everybody. He's like a master mad scientist in the lab, even though he couldn't scratch enough ability together to get a medical license.
Well, except for the fact that, like, you know, he's gotten like 5 people caught in the last like year.
Yeah. So those gummies, man. Those gummy bears.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have some friends who like work in medicine, and they're like, that's not really a thing that's possible for it to be gone that quickly. So.
Yeah.
It's very possible that Bosch was just conning A-Rod the whole time, and he's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You gotta catch it midstream.
I mean, was it all like a placebo? Like, was he just like dealing
gummy
like,
bites?
Standard gummy bears and being like, yeah, dude. Put this in your mouth.
And I've injected them. I've got this needle and I'm injecting them with steroids. Now eat them.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, like.
How would anybody else know? How would anybody know?
I mean, think
know?
About it. They didn't test positive. In A-Rod's case, it doesn't really seem like they were working for all that he says he was on.
He had a double in a spring training game.
All just like fake.
Yeah, and then the statistic, which was great after that, was like, he went something for like 1 for 16 or something after that.
Yeah,
with just like a single.
Yeah,
that was nice cherry picking by Major League Baseball.
I think I would die laughing forever if it turns out that he was just like pushing like sugar pills and liquid nothing.
Well, like, wasn't Savelli was on it as well, wasn't he? And he did nothing.
Yeah, he did nothing. Jesus Montero, terrible.
I mean, like, that's part of the thing that, like, proves that, like, just because you take steroids is making you, like, an amazing baseball player. Like, there are so many more people that take steroids and suck than take steroids and are amazing. I mean, like
none of those guys were Barry Bonds, like, at all.
Nobody has been.
You know, like, the Barry Bonds steroid user compared to the Francisco Cervelli steroid user is, like, you know, they're not even completely the same because, like, you know, what are they, like, 2 people in the Barry Bonds category and like everyone else is in the other category. Like, steroids don't make you a good baseball player.
Yeah, and then there's the category where you get worse, like Chuck Knoblauch, who just forgot how to throw it evidently after taking steroids.
He did HGH.
Jesus Montero.
Jesus Montero got pretty terrible.
Like, oh, I gotta take some steroids, now I'm terrible. You know, like, was Jesus Montero always on steroids or like or what?
Well, A-Rod gave him the steroids, naturally.
But when?
He was on the Yankees, of course.
Of course.
So he was, you know.
Pied Piper.
Yeah, there you go, Pied Piper.
Singing Every Dog Has His Day or whatever.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That was insane, though. That was so insane. Like, that is something out of like a Kubrick film or something. Like how? Are you in a Stephen King novel, A-Rod? Is that what this is?
Yeah, like... Did he have a switchblade in his hands? I feel like that's what should have happened.
So many weird bathroom incidents.
That was just a beautiful revelation.
With him and Bosch. The other one with, like,
yeah,
drawing blood in a Miami nightclub. And people walking around, and they're just like, oh, the A-Rod's drawing blood.
Yo, what the hell is that about? Like, oh, he had a thing, so he had to draw blood? Like, I don't understand why that made sense.
Well, he said that he needed to test how quickly the steroids left A-Rod's system, so the test had to be done like at a specific time. The time was 8 p.m. That A-Rod was at the nightclub.
Yeah, but like, didn't it say like he had a test like the next day or something like that? Or I don't know. It was very confusing. It was very weird.
So tan though. He had such a nice tan on that 60-minute special.
He did. He'd been taking full advantage of, what is his name, Peter Carbone's tanning salon, where the documents were stolen.
And Gary Jones.
Yeah.
Hanging with Gary Jones.
I got the documents. $100,000.
And at no point, they were like, this is sketchy, though. They were like, yes. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah.
We will give you $500,000.
Bobby, no name on the phone.
Yeah, like... Baseball did not give a shit where they got the evidence from.
Nope. And I mean, when confronted with, like, haven't you given Bosch every incentive to lie, Manfred was like, man, it's just about, like, having him come in and, like, raise his right hand and, like, listening to what he has to say and looking in his eyes. And frankly, nobody came in and said he was lying. I was just like, oh.
That was the best part of the quote. Like, nobody came in to contradict him, so he must be telling the truth.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a point. No one specifically came in and said, like, no, this is wrong. Like, no one had an alternative thing to say that, like, no, that's not the way it went down. This is the way it went down. So, like, in a sense, I guess that he would be the guy who knows what's going on. But, like, at the same time, he's a drug dealer. Like, are we really going to take his word for anything? I mean, that seems more like the failure of, you know, A-Rod's team of people than, like, anything else. I'm like, how do you not have someone to be able to prove a drug dealer wrong? Like, you know, this drug dealer comes in and just, like, tells all this stuff, and everyone's like, oh, okay, this is what happened. Like, the Yankee, A-Rod doesn't have anybody to, like, come in and be like, nah, that's not what happened.
Well, I guess at that point you're admitting that, like, there was something, like, I mean, what is the thing that you can say other than, like, no, we didn't have anything to do with this guy? Because anything other than that, it's like, well,
true.
So,
well, the thing is, like,
three steroids, you've got two steroids.
But the thing is, like, it would basically end up being a he said, but, like, everyone's more inclined to believe Bosch than anything A-Rod would say. So it was, like, kind of unfair. For, like, whatever reason, Bosch was, like, the, you know, the guy that knew he was reliable for some reason. Because, you know, MLB said so.
Well, I guess the idea there is that he had these records, and that all the other people on those records,
true,
didn't say anything. Like, you know, Nelson Cruz, Johnny Peralta, Jesus Montero, none of those guys said, like, hey, I didn't do it.
True.
So,
I guess they felt that was better than arguing it, if they even thought that was the case, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even, like, Cervelli, he was like, you know, he kind of, like, admitted it in his statement.
Yeah, he was he was one of the first to come out, wasn't he? To just, like, grab the bull by the horns and say, yep, I did it. I effed up.
I think that tends to be the thing. Like, I never did anything wrong. And then it's like, well, we have proof. It's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. It's complete bullshit now.
First, let me create this fake website to pretend that I bought them by accident. And then
that's the greatest moment in Nelson Cabrera's history.
They were like, okay, so we're gonna ding these guys for lying. It's like, okay, what do you call what Melky Cabrera did? Like, if that's not trying to, like, impede the investigation or whatever, I don't really know what is, because coming up with a fake website.
He gets points for creativity.
His attempt to be amazing.
It's like, well, you tried really hard, so.
Yeah. I mean, A for effort, you know?
They just laugh.
Leave him alone.
Like, oh, that's cute, Melky.
Oh, he sucks.
They, like, roll that tape of him throwing the ball backwards, and they're like, look at this guy.
He's so lovable. Just let him go.
He's so bad at baseball. You know, just leave him alone.
Guys, the steroids was not helping him at all, so just let it go.
How about Tacopina's blistering statement that he sent out after the 60 minutes piece?
That was
hilarious. Straight, like, what you were saying, Jason. That is, like, top turnbuckle WWE. Just, like, I'm going to stand in the ring and just got a WWE-branded mic, and I'm just going to shout this complete trash nonsense into this microphone.
Trash talk, yelling at the fans.
Yeah.
Both in full makeup, beat you up.
And, like, he wasn't wearing makeup? Like, what was that about? So good.
It was classic. Like, what we expect Joe Tacopina. Like,
I don't think he's a real lawyer. Like, I mean, like, he just, it all just seemed like all he was there to do was yell and be loud and, like, be the voice of his legal team. And it didn't seem like he accomplished much, because he's like, yeah, we totally, like, denied all their stuff, and, like, they got nothing to go on. And it's like, no, guilty. Like, what did you accomplish?
Imagine,
like,
having
totally
him
disproved, like, oh, like, I think he said, like, right after the appeal ended, it's like, they didn't prove anything. Like, oh, I guess they did, because he lost.
I guess his point, by making those statements, he's planning to, like, give some leverage to the A-Rod side, and then once it comes out that Horwitz ruled against A-Rod, then they can say Horowitz is a sham because they didn't prove anything. So it's all part of, like, the plot afterward of this case. So it doesn't surprise me that Zach Payne is just shooting his mouth off about it, even if it's not true.
Sure, but I mean, I don't know. It just didn't seem like he did anything.
Compared to the Salem witch trials?
It seemed like... Well, it seemed like they weren't even, like, planning to be on there, but it was only when they found out that, like, all of MLB was going to be on there that they were like, well, I guess we should have someone on our side who's available. Joe.
There is a legitimate chance he loves, like, TV so much. There's a legitimate chance he just nominated himself. Didn't even ask the other people. Was just 60 minutes cold. He was like, yeah, I'm ready. Come on. Come down.
I'll be there in 5.
Be there in a hot
I'm already second. Here, man. Let's do it.
I'm already in your studios.
I'm in your studio. All
right, just mic me up. Sibilis.
I brought my own mic.
Joe Jacobina doesn't need a mic. He just speaks, he and his words are loudspeakered, like, everywhere, automatically.
He is a loudspeaker.
I'm surprised he didn't show up to the Francesa interview with A-Rod.
Oh, man. That would have been
Francesa going face-to-face, going head-on.
Oh, my God.
Too loud, people.
It would be crazy. I mean, like, Tacopina would have, like, ripped off his sleeves and just been like, "Arr!"
Just got him down to, like, suspenders and
oh my god, he's gonna be like wrestler, like, I'm gonna powerbomb you through a table. MLB.
It seems like the latest thing that they have done to piss everyone off is that A-Rod kind of called out Michael Wiener and his lawsuit against MLB and the Players Association.
Yeah, that seemed kind of weird.
Was that A-Rod or was that Tacopina?
Well, I mean,
A-Rod suing. So.
It's A-Rod's lawsuit.
Well, yeah, going hand in. Oh, the lawsuit says it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought Tacopina just said like something offhand.
No, it's in the lawsuit.
No, they're suing the MLPPA. Oh, boy. That was just kind of weird. It seems like he's just trying to burn whatever bridges he has.
No, I saw a tweet that said A-Rod had to sue. He had to sue the MLB PA because under the collective bargaining agreement, the MLB and the Players Union are the only two that are able to, like, sue each other because they are the ones that are privy to the agreements, not the individual players. And the only way to, you know, have an individual sue one half is if, you know, they claim that, you know, their representation didn't do their job. So it's not like, you know, I don't know how true that is, or, you know, what the source was, but, like, you know, I guess the idea is you kind of technically had to do it just to be able to get into court. Mm-hmm.
So. Well, he's basically using the Players Association part of it to say that, like,
yeah,
they didn't properly help him and they weren't on his side and he wanted to appoint his own member of the MLBPA to the panel in his arbitration hearing and they wouldn't let him and they never, like, stepped up to fight for him and blah, blah, blah. So
like, meh.
He's definitely making them out to
look
be
bad. Yeah.
Be bad people as well.
Yeah, he's regardless of whether he really thinks that they did a bad job or whatever, he's using them to get at MLB, and it doesn't, you know, it's not going to sit right with them.
Nope.
Do you guys think he ever plays again?
I don't know. I'm leaning toward no.
I really don't know.
I honestly have no idea. Like, anything could happen. I have no idea.
I mean, how is his body, which was already kind of breaking down, going to respond to not playing for what will, you know, kind of amount to almost 2 years because he barely played last season.
Yeah.
He doesn't play this season.
Couldn't even finish last season.
Right, exactly.
Like, he was falling apart, like, with 2 weeks to go. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if, you know, since if the Yankees, you know, I don't know what they're going to be thinking about this, but, like, I don't think the Yankees will just straight up release him. I know maybe it makes sense and, you know, whatever, I mean, it's sunk cost anyway, but I feel like the Yankees would not take the chance of him, you know, going off, joining another team, and coming back to bite them in the ass.
I don't think any team meanwhile, they're still pick paying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, you know, how similar it is a situation between him and, you know, Barry Bonds when he finished his career.
Seems pretty similar.
Because I feel like, you know, if someone picked him up, they would have to pay the minimum, right? The MLB minimum.
I don't think anybody wants that headache.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rays do.
That is their MO, right? Just picking up people that
aren't
exactly great. Like, I mean, great characters. Like, I mean,
I don't know. I know it's like a media, like a, you know, a PR nightmare and whatever, but it's still Alex Rodriguez, and it would be for literally the minimum. So, like, you know, it's not like you're taking on his contract or anything. So I don't know. And I feel like the Yankees would be afraid of that. But, like, you know, if they... I think that they might allow him to play, you know, indie ball and hope that he gets hurt somehow, and then they can, like, void his contract.
I don't think any decision will be made until whenever the end of his suspension is, whatever that ends up being. But I just think that that relationship is too strained at this point for him to just, like, step back on the field like nothing ever happened.
Like, I don't know. I don't know, but, like, yeah, it doesn't seem like, you know, it'd be like, oh, A-Rod's back in 2015. Welcome back.
Standing ovation.
He's going to get booed. There he goes. The thing is, like, I want to really know is, like, what the hell is he going to do with himself?
See more people.
Because, I mean, all he does,
the complex.
His entire life is baseball. Like, he's just going to go crazy.
You mean, like, for the rest of his... you know, like, non-playing life. I guess he just goes to the Dominican, right? I mean, that's where he is originates from. He'll just open a few foundations there or whatever, open a few academies, and he'll get his back on MLB that way, you know? He's liked there. I don't think he's super beloved because he's never had super strong ties to the actual country. I mean, he wasn't born there, and I mean, they love, like, guys like Robinson Cano a lot more, who frequently go back there and do all this stuff and have already got an established presence there. But I think he could go down that route and sort of, it would be a strange sort of, you know, way to get back at MLB by having this becoming almost a successful agent there and where this great source of talent is and being like, yeah, look at me, look at how good
or
I am.
Or he found his own league of baseball.
Yes, I was gonna say he has enough money where he can create his own baseball league and compete with MLB, or he can go down to the Caribbean and become a drug dealer, and then he gives everyone steroids, corners the market in steroids, and becomes like Al Pacino.
He could do that in the Dominican, where like steroids are literally sold over the counter. I mean, that would be a perfect job for him. It would be like the ultimate Buscon, which is the name of the agents there. What would his league be called?
Alex Rodriguez Baseball.
Yeah.
It would honestly be Alex Rodriguez Baseball League. ARB.
Alex Rodriguez Baseball League.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of play on MLB Baseball, which is his second favorite phrase.
MLB Baseball.
I forgot about
that. Do you think he must just not realize the redundancy of saying Major League Baseball?
No, I don't think he does.
I don't understand what MLB Baseball is doing. Now excuse me while I use the ATM machine.
Well, maybe he feels like he needs to remind people that this is actually baseball. It's not MLB football, it's MLB Baseball.
No, that's true. Yeah, emphasis on baseball. Look, this is the sport of baseball.
Don't confuse it with other MLBs.
Baseball.
I mean, I'm sure there are other MLBs.
It's not MLB basketball.
Yeah. Hell no.
I mean, I'm sure Wikipedia can tell us if there's other MLBs out there.
There's Morgan Lewis and Boyka.
I really want him to go play in Japan, I've decided.
Wanted to play.
Or like Taiwan, with any of those leagues would be interesting.
Oh my god, yeah. I would love Taiwan because they're like so weird.
Like when Manny Ramirez is there and they're like, yeah!
Yeah, it's like crazy over there.
You can MLB, I guess, also stands for Mother Love Bone, which was a 90s grunge rock band. So,
yeah. Oh wow.
Welp.
And Melbourne.
middle linebacker.
Melbourne International Airport in Melbourne, Florida.
Somebody pronounce the name of that Polish poet. It's under middle linebacker.
Milos Biedrzycki, maybe.
There you go.
I will accept that.
Good enough.
Back to MLB baseball.
Motor Lifeboat is important.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The last one is just the most German possible thing. Volkswagen Group MOE platform, a strategy for rationalizing automobile platforms.
Okay. As in automobile platforms, like the platforms that like, they sit on?
That would be better than what it actually is.
You have to rationalize these platforms that they are on. Anyway, back to baseball.
MLB baseball, please.
Back to MLB baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I asked because at this point, I've sort of just made up my mind that he's not going to play. So we'll see how right I am in 2 years. Or in a year, rather.
Yeah, I'd really like to see, you know, where things go with the, you know, will he play somewhere else? Like, if he plays for the Long Island Ducks, I will go see him. I would pay money to go see Alex Rodriguez play for the Ducks.
That'd be hilarious.
I think a couple of teams have come out and announced that they will not be signing him, even if he wants to play.
Oh, yeah. There was
the Somerset
league.
Patriots. Right? Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. The Patriots said
no. The Newark Bears, I believe. Also said
which is silly, because...
Like, if you had any thoughts that we were going to let you play, we don't. So.
I mean, like, if I was that league, I'd be like, no, everyone's going to be open to signing this guy. Because people would go to see that.
You should be an independent minor league baseball free agent.
Yes.
Then he can sign for 10 years, $270 million again.
Oh, you know what, though? He could finally play shortstop.
There you go.
Again.
Come on, Ducks. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Ducks. I mean, he'd look great. And then I can't wait to see like them celebrate a walk-off and he goes after a helmet. Like, guys, you not into this? You don't do this?
I'm gonna miss seeing him in the post game interviews though, because he was always a good interviewee.
He's a good quote. Came out some weird.
I enjoyed him.
But I just don't see him playing for the Yankees again, and I don't really think he's gonna play baseball again. As you said, it just doesn't really seem like there's a good relationship at all between him and anyone at this point. So, probably it.
Well, I mean, I don't think other teams are, you know, have any relationship to him whatsoever at this point.
Well, they're part of Major League Baseball.
I think that they probably don't want to deal with the baggage that Alex Rodriguez brings right now.
Probably not. But, I mean, you know, the landscape could be different in a year. Who knows?
Be worse.
Maybe he'll have sued more people.
Who knows what will come out in that, and I just don't see
nothing, right. That's the most likely thing, that nothing will change. I think he's deluded himself into thinking he can win.
It's like, I'm prepping for 2014.
Yeah, that was what the whole spring training thing was about, right?
He really needs to not do that.
Yeah. Even, I mean, I have great affection for A-Rod, but that is just sort of not acceptable behavior. He needs, he absolutely cannot be at spring training.
Well, I mean, he's legally allowed to be, but, like, I mean...
Well, he could be a normal person and be like, hey, I'm not going to play, so...
Just be in the stands.
Inflict this on my teammates.
Yes, very true. But, like, you know, they could just relegate him to the minor league complex. It would still be a shit show. But, like, you know, I think it's just the fact that, like, you know, let's not forget that A-Rod is not like a normal person. Like he needs baseball. That's kind of, I feel like, where he's at with the I want to go to spring training, because that's what he's done for the last, you know, 20 years.
But like, see, like at this point, I don't know that is the intention. Like, I don't know that it's I need baseball, because if it's I need baseball, he can go work out and play baseball anywhere. I think that.
That's true.
He wants to make the situation uncomfortable for the people who he feels have put him in this position, and
so
unfortunately, a lot of people are going down with him.
Well, you know, if Derek Jeter was the leader, he would tell him not to come.
Thanks, Facebook.
Maybe Jeter sent some texts.
I hope Jeter's texts are going to Casey Close and Masahiro Tanaka, not.
Well, maybe
Aaron
he's sending two texts.
No, Jeter doesn't do that.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if he's sending text messages, they better not be about A-Rod right now.
Well, Gina doesn't have BlackBerry Messenger, probably not, so.
Yeah.
I don't see how he could possibly communicate.
He doesn't allow phones in his house. There's no phones.
True.
Maybe he could send a smoke signal.
Do you think Gina's wallpaper on his phone is of himself?
Probably. Yeah, Gina.
Oh, man. Maybe it's him with that, like, slick 90s fade that he had.
Maybe it's that picture of A-Rod, Ray Ordonez, and Omar Vizquel where they're all, like, shirtless.
Oh, yeah. So good. So good.
I really hope so.
Back when he and A-Rod were BFF and had sleepovers.
Oh, yeah. Sleepovers.
There's this great...
Love
there's
you.
This great YouTube video of, like, A-Rod and Jeter when... A-Rod was on the Mariners in 1998, and they're, like, visiting, and they're, like, showing off their cell phones, which are enormous.
I can play Snake on this phone.
Whoa, that's a cool game, Jeter.
Yo, what you got? I got Minesweeper.
Oh, man, I got Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball on my phone.
That'd be pretty intense.
That would be pretty intense.
And if I put a smiley face at the end of the message, it means that I'm laughing.
I could see A-Rod explaining that.
Do you think A-Rod uses emoticons?
Oh.
Totally does.
Well, you would have used them in the emails with Levine, so I don't know.
You are the best.
I've told you this for years.
I don't
you will
think
do it.
That...
You can do it.
We're going to get so much mileage out of these emails.
Oh, yeah.
That's my. I'm so disappointed Levine hasn't unleashed some kind of a statement on the world after all of this. I feel like he needs to be. He needs to be the Tacopina of the Yankees organization.
Well, no. The probably after those emails came out, they probably locked him in whatever dungeon that he can hang in.
Probably.
It's like, no, get in there.
Share my pop darts.
You can
actually. You can't
show up with.
He's not sharing his pop. I liked Griffman's comment this morning in the Logan Forsyth post. He said, this text just intercepted by MLB from Levine to Logan. What are you doing? Interested in playing number four, us? We lost Chip and need someone like you. Glorious. Chip.
Wow.
Oh, someone could write a novella from those emails.
Somebody should.
Get on that, Matthew.
Just all the possibilities were flashing through my mind. Like, what do you want? You want erotic? What do you want?
Yeah, everybody listening
you want,
out there.
Like, housewife,
you want,
erotic,
you
like...
You should totally
hot
write...
Bod on
like,
the front cover, like...
We demand Alex Rodriguez fan fiction.
No, it's Randy Levine fan fiction. Yeah, A-Rod's just, mean? Like, the side show.
A-Rod Levine
all
flash
of them,
fic.
Any of them. Yeah. Oh. Fanfic... with A-Rod and Levine and their relationship.
Strained lovers.
Is A-Rod still dating Tori Wilson?
Who knows?
As far as I know.
Go to whosdatingwho.com and figure that one out. Because if he is, then he's got an in to the WWE. I mean, that I think should be his ultimate career path. He should just end up as like some kind of a player, a wrestler manager or something like that.
Manager?
Yeah, manager on the side of the ring just speaking complete nonsense.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened already at some point.
Yeah.
Like, how has that not been a thing, like, at some point in his career?
Well, there's that gif, I gift that thing of him, I guess it was, I don't know, it was at some kind of pay-per-view or something. The one with the crazy kid in the side going absolutely insane and him just like,
yeah.
Just him just staring at the camera and with this pained smile on his face.
He'd be a welcome addition to WWE.
Isn't she like a wrestling?
Yeah, yeah, she was
a
WWE diva.
I used to watch. She was wrestling when I used to watch wrestling.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think I quit watching before she, but somehow I still knew who she was.
Well, I was really into wrestling for like 1 year, and then stopped. Like 2003.
2003
totally
was your
wrestling.
Year.
And then stopped, like, abruptly.
I was watching it from 98 to 2000 when I was, like, 8 and 10, which is not an appropriate age to be watching wrestling where it was just like, I'm going to cut your face open with this blade and you can bleed all over the ring.
Yeah. Everyone just bleeds on each other.
Bringing it back to baseball, WWE and MLB Advanced Media just announced like a partnership for the WWE Network, which is basically them just making all their old archive content available. WWE making all their old archive content available. And I'm hoping that leads to MLB Advanced Media doing similar things for like old seasons. Like I'd love to be able to watch like all of the, you know, 2000 season or the 99 season or the 98 season and that kind of
thing. That'd be pretty cool.
Like they have all that footage.
Yeah, they just don't release it.
And I can just imagine like the bandwidth required to put all that stuff out, but what if they did? It would be so cool to be able to watch like select games from that time period.
That'd be really cool.
Here's what you do, MLB. Take all the money that you're getting from this case and invest it in that.
Take all the money that Vince McMahon has just given you and put it all into that. What if Bud Selig appeared as a manager?
Well, because the thing is, like, to do that, they'd probably have to get in some kind of business relationship with someone who deals drugs. Because apparently MLB only deals with people who deal drugs. You know, Bosch, Vince McMahon was, like, apparently in trouble for, like, giving everyone dealing, like, you know, steroids
to
wrestlers and stuff. So, you know.
Have you seen those? They're like walking Ken dolls. How can they not be taking steroids?
Oh, yeah, but like the thing is, like, Vince McMahon was like the guy giving them the steroids. Not like it was being done behind his back. Like,
that's amazing.
Like, he was on steroids himself.
Should we move back to baseball?
Yeah, anyway.
Probably. He's falling asleep.
Scott Sizemore got
signed. Yeah!
Hey, Scott Sizemore.
Championship.
I don't think that's a bad signing. I think could be decent. I mean, the problem is that, like, he's been hurt so much that you don't really know what he offers.
Yeah, but Scott Sizemore had, like, one okay year, right? And then the rest of it was
not. Yeah, 2010 or 11. Yeah,
2011.
One sort of, like...
2011, and the next 2 years he's been, like...
He tore his ACL, then he re-tore his ACL. So...
Like, the second game of the season, he re-tore it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that and him being, like, so depressed. Because he, like, did some kind of, like, jump throw and felt it, and he was just like, oh, man... Like, he knew, like, that was it. And he's just like, oh, sad face.
Yeah.
And is he related to, tell me he's related to Grady Sizemore.
He's not. Really.
Maybe. Maybe they're second cousins.
Damn it.
But, since he can play second and third, if he can stay healthy, but since he has that capability and he hasn't been crap in the past, there's certainly some potential there, and there's definitely no harm in, like, a spring training invite to see if he can do something. Lord knows Brian Roberts is going to collapse at some point. It'll be a contest, see who collapses first.
It seemed to be almost a resigned move. Like, I worry that they're just not going to do anything. They already announced that they're going in with Nunez or whatever, something along those lines came out. And it just seemed to me like they're just, again, it's just a replay of catcher. I can't believe it's happening again. And I guess you'd say, like, oh, what can you do, right? But I don't know. I know there's no good free agents out there, but...
Yeah, the market's just like crashing.
So frustrating.
I'm really not confident that the Yankees are going to go hard after Tanaka. I like really don't know, because you know they've been stressing this like you know Plan 189 is you know a goal, not a mandate. But like I'm pretty sure it's a mandate.
I don't think it is. I think it's just I think it is bearing on Tanaka, and they are going to make an attempt. If they don't get Tanaka, then they're just going to say screw it.
But the thing is that they said like if they're going to go over it, they want to go over big. And, like, there's not really any, like, many people left to, like, go big on after they sign Tanaka. So, like, they're just going to just barely go over on Tanaka. And then, like, what are they going to, like, then sign Steven Drew if he's still available? Like, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they know what they're doing. Because, I mean, you know, they've budgeted and budgeted and budgeted. They let Cano go. They, you know, clearly didn't have anybody. You know, they didn't want to go for... Mark Ellis and who's that other guy? That other second baseman. I can't remember his name now. But, like, you know, it seemed like they were managing what they were spending, and then, like, no one really showed up to, like, you know, we need this guy, and I'm just worried that, you know, they're not... They're saying they're like, yeah, we really want Tanaka, but, like, I don't know. I don't trust them, is really what it is. And I feel like if they don't get Tanaka, I just don't think the team's much better.
I mean, I think they're going to try hard to get Tanaka, I think. It's just kind of a matter of whether they can outbid, like, the Dodgers for him.
Yeah.
If they can convince his wife to come to the East Coast.
The Dodgers don't seem to have a budget, so that's kind of scary.
Of course, the whole thing with like the Yankees talking about, oh, well, this A-Rod contract. I mean, now that the A-Rod contract's pretty much gone from their 2014 payroll, they really like have to fill that with Tanaka. They don't really have an excuse if they don't get him, because, I mean, they can.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. When do you think? When can we fairly expect a decision to come through? Because I feel like we've been waiting a while.
4:58 on the deadline. 2 Fridays from now.
January 24th.
It behooves them to wait, of course, but as a fan, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I want.
Because the longer you wait, the more likely it is some team will make some dumb move like Seattle.
Yeah.
So, $200 million.
Yeah. I think it'll come down to the buyer.
Yeah.
We have no other choice.
He has any incentive to do it before then.
Nope.
Any other news?
Oh, what was the name of that guy that they signed? Whose name was like a cacophony of consonants.
Solarte?
Yeah.
Solarte?
Yen Jervis.
Yen Garvis or something?
Yen Jervis Solarte. Or whatever. He's a guest.
I'm going to go with Yen Garvis.
Yeah, he's a big signing.
That guy.
Well, I mean, apparently they're just cornering the market in, like, amazing, like, quadruple-A named players. Because they already got, like, Zealous Wheeler.
Dean Anna. I thought they sold Zealous Wheeler.
No, that was...
Yamaiko Navarro.
Ah. Yeah, a couple of good names were cut as well, weren't they? They were just cut.
Tragic.
Like, ah, Yamaiko, we don't really need you. We've got a better name.
Navarro.
I'm happy with them building a team that way. They can either go amazing names or, like, the good-looking team where it's just good-looking people. I'm happy with either of those options.
Scott Sizemore.
At least they have some control.
Yeah.
Who would be on the all-good-looking team?
Scott Sizemore?
Ellsbury isn't that bad.
It's true.
Nothing wrong with him. I mean, he doesn't smile ever, but apart from that, there's nothing wrong with him.
But then they signed Brian McCann.
signed Brian Roberts.
Who is a giant baby, and Brian Roberts is disgusting.
Apparently he was quite the heartthrob when he was, like, in his prime.
No, don't believe that. He looks horrendous. Like, have you seen the pictures? You see the pictures of the PSA? Like,
that's not in his prime.
Posey would definitely be the catcher on the all-good-looking team.
Oh, yeah. Because apparently he's hot.
Does Yajit still qualify for the all-good-looking team, or is he over the hill now?
It's too old.
He's too old.
Yeah, the no hair is still kind of disturbing for me.
Yeah, he's fat and
cool. It's just weird. Oh. It looks weird. Like
Clayton Kershaw?
Babyface.
He's kind of like a giant bear.
His hair is kind of disgustingly long at times.
It's not even the hair. He's just like a big dude.
Well, most pitchers are.
Well, yeah, true. But he's like extra big.
Definite step up from last year, though, with guys like Stewart and Euculus.
Oh, God.
Working in the opposite direction. And then the year before with Ibanez.
Yep. I mean, they got David Robertson.
Mike Trout would go on the all-good-looking team.
Does he look good? I mean, I feel like he's very stumpy.
His head has kind of exploded in the last year as well.
He has a pretty smile.
A pretty smile?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Does his smile hit home runs?
Well, we weren't talking about ability. We were talking about looks. Fine.
Manny Machado go on the all-good-looking team?
Manny Machado would probably go there.
As long as his ears are, like, pinned down.
He's got a bit of nerd/geek going on. Well, I'm looking up J.B. Shuck.
No one knows who that is.
Of course.
How do you not know who the fine Angels outfielder, J.B. Shuck?
The fine.
Yeah. Well, fine as in, like, yeah.
Fine.
I'm trying to think of more good-looking players. It's really
Austin
difficult.
Romine.
Who looks like he just stepped out of, like, a 50s gangster film with his constantly slicked back hair.
Or a coal mine with his dirty face.
Yeah, or... exactly, yeah.
It's like a birthmark.
I don't know what it is.
Chris Davis, maybe?
Yeah, Chris Davis.
Chris Davis is kind of cute.
Would rather have him than Mark Teixeira with his...
Ian Kinsler?
Teixeira insisting on having the backwards baseball cap.
Ian Kinsler.
Ian Kinsler would probably be my second baseman on the all-good-looking team.
Yeah.
Third? A-Rod's not that bad.
Manny Machado.
Teixeira would not be on that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't put him at short.
Manny Machado at short.
You wouldn't put him at short. I mean, I disagree, but I will give him
if you really want him, I will give
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Can we find an attractive shortstop, or can we find an attractive third baseman? That will be the determining factor.
A-Rod does not qualify. A-Rod was always okay.
I would say
wasn't
he does not. I he think he terrible. Falls in
the chair. I cede to you because this is not my primary interest.
Have you seen his face? He looks terrified.
A-Rod. I guess A-Rod, he has gotten a bit gaunt in the last few years.
Oh.
Hmm. Even when he's young, he looks terrified.
I forgot about Joe Mauer.
Ooh. Mm.
His hair.
What about Elvis for short?
No. He's got like an Abraham Lincoln beard.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I just looked up Nolan Arenado. No. He's got a dumb face.
Cole Hamels?
Who?
Cole Hamels?
With or without a mustache?
No, without mustache.
Clifford Lee.
No.
He's kind of a silver fox.
he could be on the all.
He's got this.
He could be on the all get team.
I mean, Evan Longoria, but I don't really find him to be attractive.
Yeah, he's just kind of there. He looks too doofy.
Matt Carpenter could be the third baseman on the
Matt Carpenter
all good looking team
with his beard.
I mean, I don't think it like makes him look hideous.
Oh, whoa.
I have to veto Matt Carpenter.
He looks kind of
that I can give you. I can give
there are some pictures where he looks terrifying. There are some pictures.
He looks like has a very long head.
He's got a long nose and a long face. He looks
there's
like
a lot of length.
Yeah. I'm seeing a profile of him and he looks kind of horse-like.
Do you have a better option?
No. I guess if we're going with, you know, he's the best we got, sure.
Hold on.
We need to thoroughly
I gotta find
would you like Pablo Sandoval?
Ooh.
Mm.
He's ethnic. Exotic.
Who would the closer on the all good looking team?
David Robertson.
Ooh, I forgot. David Randall. Wright. David Wright could go on the all good looking team.
That's true. Yeah.
David Wright?
Only if you bean him first.
We'll beat him and then put him on the all-good-looking team.
I think Robertson is a good choice for closer. He has had a bit of the Michael Jackson syndrome in the past where his face is super bony.
What?
But his face is all, like, just right angles. I mean, look at his jaw. It's just a square.
Well, no. I wouldn't say his jaw is just a square.
Zoom in. Zoom in, Jason. Zoom in.
You're not close enough.
You're not close enough to that jaw. Look at this. Hold on.
I enjoy how we've changed the podcast from A-Rod to who is on the all-good-looking team?
By the way, if you Google David Robertson, like, the fifth picture is a picture of Cody Epley.
Oops.
Easily confused.
Damn it, Cody Epley. Roogie.
And looking like goofy motherfucker. Yeah, okay, in that picture, yes, but, like, in every other picture of him, no. What about Brett Gardner?
Brett Gardner, he looks like an alien.
Bald? Well, I mean with a hat or helmet on.
No.
Well, he just has to live permanently like that? Like, gets in bed with a helmet? Like,
you can be on the...
He can't take his hat off.
You can be on the team if you keep that
Stanton
on.
Stanton would be a good-looking team.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a shower with it
Giancarlo.
On.
Giancarlo. Need Giancarlo.
The Giancarlo?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Need Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know.
We're like blown away here.
What, Jacoby Ellsbury?
What? Who do you need? Hey, too douchey.
Well, we know that.
Who's the sit-up guy? We need more relievers.
True.
We do.
Well, we know that the team. More pitchers. We know that the team is going to be managed by Brad Ausmus.
Obviously, Jews represent.
Who just immediately?
I mean.
Became the most handsome manager in baseball. Did you see Craig Calcaterra ranking the 30? Managers in baseball.
That was by far his best work.
He's like,
that was such a good post.
I think Clint Hurdle was the last.
He had like Rod Radicke like 13. He's like, Rod Radicke will be the guy who like marry your mom, be nice to the kids, be respectful, and you know.
Yeah, There are no, you said, Jason, with your Jewish brethren, there's no good-looking Greeks in this game, is there? I mean, look up Nick Markakis, nothing happening. Mike Moustakas, nothing happening. Very disappointing.
The girl who was almost my roommate freshman year was in love with Nick Markakis.
Ugh.
Who is it in was love an obsession.
A little weird.
What about Chase Utley?
I think he's a little...
When I lived there,
he uses butter to grease his hair.
We vetoed Ellsbury for being douchey. I think we have to veto Utley for being douchey.
Ryan Braun would be on the all good-looking outfield.
With his coif?
I mean, there are some pictures where he looks heinous, and then there are some pictures where it's like, okay, you're not bad-looking.
I feel like
eyes get really beady sometimes.
Chase Utley has made himself look ridiculously old in the last year or two, where I feel like he's about to die, but he's actually still really good. Like his slick back hair, he looks gross. Everyone used to be in love with him when he was younger.
His hair, I can't get past it.
His hair is disgusting.
Would Aroldis Chapman be on the all good looking team?
I'm having to look up these people because I know what they look like, but I don't know what their face looks like.
I can't. What about Jason Worth and his beard?
No. He's on the all hopeless. He's on the all hopeless.
Do you just come out of ache? He came out of underneath the bridge or something, out of a cave or something.
He's a really attractive troll.
What about Brandon Beachy? He's pretty attractive. Kind of.
Nice hedging. He's pretty good looking. ..
I mean, he's not. In some pictures, he's not bad looking.
Looks kind of plain.
Does Bryce Harper lose on the douche factor as well?
Ew. And that beard factor. And his eye black factor.
The thing that I'm most insulted about is his modified Mercedes. How can you do that? Very offensive.
That's definitely a breaker.
There's a picture here where he has a baseball stuck in his mouth.
Oh yeah, that's really attractive.
There's a picture of him on Kimmel's show.
I think that would qualify PG for the attractive team.
Is the one with the suit and tie? Because I found one with, I think he's wearing a suit and tie, if that's actually him.
He has a determined, BG has a very determined look.
Yeah.
He's so determined.
He has a presence.
Wasn't Grady Sizemore more universally thought to be attractive?
Yeah.
Because he just
really
looks kind of derpy to
me. He doesn't really count it, though.
Who?
Grady Sizemore.
I thought Grady Sizemore was attractive.
He's he looks kind of derpy. I mean, there are attractive pictures, but there are also a great derpy picture.
Yeah, he does look kind of derpy. Apparently, there are pictures of him naked on the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot of shirtless stuff going on here.
Okay,
and pantless.
What did you?
There's literally
that was a good paste.
Naked. There's a picture of him literally naked with a mug in front of his chest.
Yes, there is.
Why is this a thing? Is this what he's been doing in his life since he died?
What about Max Scherzer and his two-colored eyes?
Well, I mean, is one eye more attractive than the other?
I guess it depends on if you like blue eyes or brown eyes.
Well, I think,
what
I
does
think,
it for you?
I think his blue eye is a little too, staring off into,
terrifying.
It's a little...
I don't know.
It's off angle. I see your Max Scherzer and I raise you Ryan Domet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ryan Domet eyes.
He's terrifying.
Wait, okay. I'm putting my finger over one side of Max Scherzer and then the other. I think the blue eye is more attractive. Because I think the brown eye, he's just looking into your soul.
But you just said that the blue eye was like a lazy eye.
My mind. Well, maybe he's got an attractive lazy eye.
Zach Greinke's kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we've probably spent too long on this.
This is very important stuff.
This is going to be amazing to listen to.
Hot take.
Yes.
So many people literally, just shutting off as soon as this conversation starts.
This is literally our hot take.
Yes.
Well, I found it riveting.
All right, do you guys want to even touch mailbag, or should we just go straight to Yankees/Sergio of the week?
Well, I did ask Tweetbag questions, so let's see if there's anything there.
There are not enough that we should, worry about it taking too long.
No.
Because most of them are terrible.
Well, we already answered the one from longtime listener about will he play another game. Well, what is your favorite bird?
We'll just defer to you. Like, look outside, tell us the first bird you see, and that's it.
I immediately see a sparrow, so okay. It's going to be a sparrow.
Yeah, my favorite bird is Greg Bird. So there.
My favorite bird is Marlin Bird.
That is weird.
I know.
Ruben Amaro, are you on the podcast? see.
Does Lily have a question here, or is it just an opinion?
What is?
It doesn't really look like a question.
Plan B for tech.
What is plan B? Just look for the first thing that has a question mark after it. What is plan B for ticks?
I don't
know. There is no plan B.
I don't know who else can play first base on the team right now.
What's the guy they signed that was on the Yankees last year for like a week?
Travis Ishikawa.
No, he was a day.
beat me on the technicality then.
You wrote a post about him. About him.
Russ Kanzler.
Russ Kanzler. He is the plan B.
Maybe. Yeah.
Which is terrible plan B.
Maybe their plan B is like spring training invite guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at third base and you look at second base. That's their plan B.
Yep.
They're just going to throw a bunch of guys together and hope that someone like does something. So, I mean, you know, they're setting up this roster like no one is going to get hurt. And meanwhile, they're putting all these players on the field that will get hurt. Like, what happens when Robert eventually, you know, loses an arm?
Then you will get Kelly Johnson and like it.
Forever.
I mean,
like,
Kelly Johnson isn't really that bad of an option compared to the other guys on the outfield.
But then if he's playing... Yeah, but if he's playing second base full time, who's playing third base? You know, like, what is it going to be? Wheeler and, you know, Dean Anna? Like, what is this? We have a AAA infielder all of a sudden?
Maybe it'll be Scott Sizemore.
Maybe.
Is Jason Giambi still available?
No, he resigned with the Indians.
Damn.
Lyle Overbay.
Travis Hapner. Oh, yeah, Lyle Overbay's still there.
Well, he was so clutch last year.
The clutch.
All the time.
Every time I see him come up, Susan, I mean, he's just getting a big hit.
He's clutching something.
Hey, Nix was re-signed. Oh, no, he was signed by somebody else, wasn't he?
The Rays.
Yeah. Obviously, they know something we don't.
Clearly.
Yeah, extra 2%.
Craig wants to know what we would get Bud Selig since he wants to go on a Mariano Rivera-esque farewell tour.
A gun.
Well.
A box of bandages, since every time there is a photo of him somewhere on the internet, it's with, like, a bandage on his forehead.
Or he's picking his nose.
Yeah.
I saw...
He can
or
have
he's,
the
like,
sand.
Doing that thing with his ear. I guess he has one lame ear or something you can't hear out of, because he's always leaning in with one of the ears. So...
I think this was going around on Twitter before, but I think what I would give Bud Selig is a... postseason tickets to 1994.
Ooh.
Sick burn.
Yeah, some Expos fans were very upset.
I like Tanya's idea. Give him the sand monster from
Tampa.
Yeah,
he'd have the sand from Mariano Rivera's statue that wasn't.
Pick it up.
The Olmec. Does that still exist? I mean, like, it had to have rained.
He, like, left it there. He was like,
he's like, bye.
I mean, can you really take it anywhere? Like, was it portable?
They could, like, put it on a truck.
Their gift.
Like, somebody put a tiny bit of effort into that. We should respect.
I mean, like, where is it? Like, what are they doing with it? Like, is it still there? Like, I don't even know.
They must have just bulldozed it, right? What else would you do with it?
I don't even think they needed to bulldoze it. I think someone could have just came out and stepped on it. Just, like, go get rid of that. Step on it. Just, like, stomp around.
Any other mail?
I don't see any more.
Apart
really.
From Alexander's, I'm worried about Mark Teixeira. What do you guys think?
We are also worried.
I am worried as well. I think that even if he's healthy, I think he'll continue to suck.
Well, not exactly suck, just suck by first base standards, I think.
Pretty sucky. Yeah, I mean, he's a first baseman, and he sucks for a first baseman.
He'll pop up the ball and he'll roll over to second and it'll be infuriating, but then he'll hit home runs and he'll be happy and that'll be the tale of Mark Teixeira.
Exactly. He'll go through 1 week where he hits like 5 home runs and then, you know, he'll just pop up to, you know, third base every chance
he gets.
The
rest of the season.
Round into the shift, like,
every game.
It will be refreshing every to game. See him over Lyle Overbay, though. So, because he'll do more than what Lyle Overbay
sure.
did. And he's still okay in the field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
He has still... he, his glove exists.
He does have a hand.
He does. Sources confirm.
Sources confirm he has both hands.
That is a bombshell that we should consider ending on.
Well, we got to do our Yankee and Mitre of the week.
Yeah, if you want to.
That's a lot of important stuff that came out in the past week.
Do Who it. Wants to do the horn sound?
I'm not sure if I can do it again. I did it last time when Greg wasn't here, but... All right.
Yeah. How do you humans make that noise?
I'm not human.
You can't do that, Tanya?
No.
I am from the race of Brett Gardner.
I don't know how you would even... Like, do you plug your... I'm, like, trying to figure... Is it, like, one nose hole or two?
None of my nose holes are closed.
What?
Open nose
holes. How do you do that?
Just in the throat.
Back in the throat.
Yep.
No.
Well, anyway. It's the Yankee and the... Mitre of the week.
Yeah. It totally, like, ran out of gas.
Oh, they have so many honks in me.
My Yankee of the week is Joe Tagliabue.
Who was wearing, like, a New York shirt and that one thing, so he is a Yankee.
What an ambassador. That
oh,
guy
yeah. Evil Empire.
An ambassador to the world.
What is he, is he an ambassador to?
Life.
Life. The Yankees in life.
All right, Matthew, who's your Yankee of the week?
Scott Sizemore, because...
Yeah.
There is the good-looking factor. You know, we've had players in the past that would not compare favorably to, like, a herpes sore, so having him is good.
He could be one of the more attractive Yankees this year.
He could be, yeah, if he stays on the team.
I mean, like, who's gonna beat him if he makes the team? Brian Roberts? No.
David Robertson.
Maybe Jacoby Ellsbury.
You keep bringing up Jacoby Ellsbury.
He's a nice-looking fella.
Jason.
I'm going to go with Matt Thornton because his deal was finalized this week and he managed to get 2 years out of whatever the hell was happening with his career. So good job, dude. Please be good.
And actually get lefties out.
Get lefties out. And don't blow up against righties, even though you will.
Andrew.
I guess I got to make my Yankee of the Week A-Rod because he just doesn't care about anything.
Yeah.
Doing everyone.
Nope.
Scorched earth.
But I will revoke this Yankee of the Week if he shows up to spring training, because that's just not cool, bro.
I'm going to hold you to that, because you're going to have to say, like, I revoke my Yankee of the Week for the week of January 13th.
The world must know.
Tanya, your Mitre of the Week.
My Mitre of the Week is Cervelli. Because he is filing for arbitration, and I feel like he's going to be released. So, I'm sorry, sir.
You think he's going to be released?
For filing for arbitration?
Why is he going to be released? Well, I mean...
How dare you file for arbitration?
We're going to give you nothing.
The goal. Like,
they could not tender him. They didn't.
Yeah, I think that... Well, I just don't see them, like, giving him, like, money.
No. I actually read about this today in my post about arbitration, and, like, you know, he just came off an injury season capped off with a steroid suspension. I'm pretty sure he's not going to get that big of a raise.
Yeah, I think that he... And, plus, like, is he going to be the backup? Is he going to be a AAA? I don't know.
J.R. Murphy is not bad looking. How did we figure
J.R. Murphy is not bad looking.
He has a face in here.
He does have a face in there.
Doesn't appear to be missing anything crucial.
What about Greg Bird?
Greg Bird has weird eyebrows.
Caterpillar eyebrows?
My Mitre of the Week. Let's go with the president, Randy Levine, for not issuing any fine statement after all this A-Rod stuff went down. I really do miss his presence and his presence. So, do better next time, sir.
I honestly thought you meant Obama.
No, my president is Randy Levine.
Ah, yeah.
You guys have a different commander-in-chief. My commander-in-chief is, yeah.
Is Randy Levine.
Of New Zealand. Randy Levine owns New Zealand.
Huh. Indeed.
Jason, your Meteor of the Week?
I'm going to go with Brian Roberts. he came over a Yankee, and he's ugly, and I don't like him.
Aww.
He's not going to play very long. He's going to be an April Yankee.
I feel like you just don't really like infielders. Jeter, Nunez, Roberts, Mark Teixeira.
Not the ones the Yankees have. The Yankees are terrible infielders.
Andrew, your Meteor of the Week.
My Meteor of the Week is Vernon Wells, who is gone. Bye.
Oh.
Sorry, Vernon Wells. He seemed like a nice guy, but...
He can't be a bad Yankee when he's not a Yankee anymore.
I feel like he was so bad that he was released, so...
And he was quite sad about it, wasn't it? I did feel some sort of empathy and pity.
Yeah, then I remembered he OPS like 500.
I felt a feeling, but I wasn't sure.
I did feel a feeling.
I was like, aw, well, yep.
Couldn't quite identify what that feeling was.
Nah, I didn't care. I was like, goodbye, get out.
I'm glad that he didn't, like, seem to sulk ever, and he just kind of, like... felt bad about sucking, but oh well.
I mean, I think he just kind of came to terms like, hey guys, I suck, so I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want, because I can't lose this money.
Play third base? Sure, why the hell not?
Yeah, that was, I mean, that's what I'll remember when I think of Vernon Wells as a Yankee, that fine moment where he sort of fielded that ball okay, and then made a pretty good throw, and that was it.
Yes.
I guess that will do it. For the Pinstripe Alley podcast. Any last words?
Follow us on Twitter at Pinstripe Alley and at Yankees.
Yeah, it's also
at Yankees Gifts.
Yeah, it's also important that you rate and review us and subscribe on iTunes. If you have iTunes but you subscribe through another reader, do subscribe through iTunes and rate and review us, because that only takes like a minute, but it is really important through some black magic that Apple incorporates, which nobody really knows how it works. Ratings and reviews basically give podcasts publicity on iTunes. So the more of those we get, the more people will know about the show. So, which is absolutely vital. So for Tanya, Jason, and Andrew, this has been the Pinstripe Alley podcast. Thank you for listening.